Welcome to this podcast about Chinaput Bay and Kachemak Bay in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Chinaput Bay is a lagoon on the southeastern shore of Kachemak Bay that dries at low tide to reveal a sand and mud flat 2.5 miles wide, located 15.5 miles northeast of Seldovia and 9.5 miles southeast of Homer, Alaska. The lagoon is separated from Kachemak Bay by a sand spit measuring 2.5 miles in length. The bay reputedly derives its name from Henry Chinaput, who fished and trapped in the area. According to local lore, Put was an Alaska native of mixed heritage who associated with Chinese workers who packed salmon in Seldovia, hence the nickname. The name for the bay was first recorded in 1911 by George C. Martin of the U.S. Geological Survey. The salt marshes of Kachemak Bay provide habitat for many wildlife species, and the tidal streams support numerous small fish, including juvenile salmon. The tidal flats are highly dynamic, with elevation changes influenced by siltation, erosion, ice rafting, and changes in sea level or land elevation. Salt marsh plants are particularly sensitive to elevation changes that affect tidal immersion time, soil salinity, and moisture. The visible and intricate vegetation patterns in salt marshes result from the patchiness of plant species that can tolerate specific conditions at different elevations of saltwater inundation. The plant communities in 15 tidal marshes along the shores of Kachemak Bay, including Chinaput Bay, have been mapped. Salt marsh plant communities were initially delineated as polygons from aerial photographs. A random selection of these polygons was then visited to identify the plant species present. This effort resulted in a detailed baseline map of salt marsh plant polygons. The maps will be used to track changes over time as polygon elevations rise or fall relative to tidal heights and sea level changes. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.